there and be so wonderful.
I'm gonna be honest, I kind of forgot the rest of the words. Over it. Telling you just how I feel.
So. Wake up, my nation. Wake up, the members of my nation. It's your time to be.
Unless you take.
Be the brightest star of every situation.
And leave the rest to me.
Leave it all to me. Leave it all to me.
A straight minute of the most horrific sound I think anyone's ever heard.
We just lost all of our listeners.
I'm deeply apologetic.
Listeners, welcome. I have a note for you that I tacked on to the last pod, but I need to say it at the beginning because certainly nobody listened to the last podcast.
Fair enough.
All the way through.
Fair enough.
We have an Instagram, folks, and we only have 6 followers, so I know 9 of you are not following.
Call them out.
In theory, 9 of you are not following. So, our Instagram is literally just... Our Instagram is not literally just, but our Instagram is at soanywaypodcast. There's no underscores or anything in between the words. It's just soanywaypodcast. You know, I often wonder... Nobody else had that Instagram handle. Is that sad or a good thing?
No one will ever know.
So, yes.
Yeah. Delaney and I, again, did not plan. We did not learn from our mistakes from last week. We're kind of just winging it. Before we started recording, though, we were talking about the new Harry Styles movie.
So that's
movies, of course, of course.
Several coming out. And I am... rather excited.
Yes, yes. I have not been to a movie in a very, like, since when we saw the last movie together, I had not been to a movie theater in probably 3 years.
Oh, yes. Katie and I saw that movie with, what was the
Daniel
name?
Daniel Radcliffe was in it.
He made
very, very uncomfortable innuendos.
Jokes that my parents, I mentioned it to them a couple, when did I mention, I don't know if you were there, but I mentioned it to them. I was like, I said, did you all not notice the amount of dick jokes that they made? Like, he...
Quite a few.
He kept making, like, just the tip jokes.
Gagging.
And my parents just didn't understand. They were like, we didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was half the
that
movie.
That had a lot of, like... I'm used to, like, rom-coms in the era of, like, the early 2000s. You got, like, cute 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
Kind of, like, Princess Diaries. And this movie had far too many innuendos, and, like, that takes away from the rom-com feel.
Who's the country guy? His name's Matthew? What's his last name?
McConaughey?
McConaughey. There it is. I almost said Morrison and gapped.
Oof. That man is... Oh. My favorite TikToks are when they're ranking Glee characters, and they, like, star out his name as if it's some kind of, like, offensive term.
It is. It's
fair
a slur.
Fair enough.
It's a slur.
My new issue is anything... Anytime anything is inconvenient or just, like, I don't like, I'm like, ugh, so problematic.
I call everything a hate crime now.
Like, I stub my toe, I'm like, that's problematic.
I was playing cornhole the other day at my cousin's graduation party, and I kept calling every time I missed a hate crime, and everything for the rest of the night, my cousins were like, is that a hate crime? And I was like, absolutely, it's a hate crime.
Ugh. Yeah, my favorite thing on TikTok too is, like, people who are part of the LGBT community, anything that happens this month, they're like, wow.
Yeah.
During Pride Month, and I'm like, I love that joke so much. Pause for the barking. They're going feral. Probably like a mailman or something too.
It literally is the mail.
Way to be a stereotype. Jeez.
Yeah. Not during Pride Month.
Come on. Or like the sponsorships, or like, that's why this Pride Month I'm sponsoring with, and then it's like,
yes. Well, do you follow Griffin Maxwell Brooks?
Yes! I love him.
I follow, they posted this video where they were like, Hey gays, this month I'm sponsored by Home Depot, and I commented and I said, Home Depot deserves a Yasa vacation considering their affiliation with Trump.
All right, we're going to pause for uno second because these dogs are going feral.
They're running out the door.
Welcome back.
Oh, I remember what I was talking about. I was saying how I commented on their post saying Home Depot deserves a Yasification considering their affiliation with
Speaking of Home Depot, I went to Home Depot with my mom the other day on a Saturday. She was getting, like, potting soil.
Oh, that makes sense.
Man, that place is, like, a hub for, like, old white men on Saturday mornings.
With, like, massive trucks.
Yes.
Yes.
And then me and my mom walk in, we're like, we want to look at the pretty flowers.
Yes, seriously. And then they responded to me and said, Yasification, in parentheses, derogatory.
That was funny.
That is funny. That's the most interesting thing that's happened to me this week.
Fair enough.
But you've been rewatching Glee.
I have been rewatching Glee with my mother. And
how's that journey going? She hasn't seen it before, right?
Yes. I'm a little bit offended. We just finished the episode about sectionals. And so my mom's like, oh, great, sectionals are over. So does that mean we're done with season one? And I said, no. We still have regionals and nationals. And she's like, this series will not end. And I'm like, if you're already saying that at season one, we have an issue.
Season one, is that the longest season?
It has 22 episodes, so it might be.
So long.
I just think it's funny. Also, can we talk about the fact that, like, during their performance during sectionals, like, the crowd is going absolutely wild. And I'm like, imagine, put yourself in the position. You are watching a high school glee club perform. Would you be getting up and dancing like you're watching, like, Harry Styles perform? No, you would not.
No.
So.
But was it Rachel's Don't Rain on My Parade?
It was every single number. They got standing ovations for everything. And I'm like.
No, but what did they sing at sectional?
They sang Don't Rain on My Parade and You Can't Always Get What You Want.
So they did the mattress song before this?
Yes, in the episode before.
When Mercedes does that belt
at the end, it's
incredible.
Yes.
We love Amber Riley.
We do. So I think it's very interesting watching my mom's reactions. At first she was like, I don't mind Will. And I'm like, excuse me, that is offensive. And I take absolute joy in the fact that as we watch each episode, she begins to understand why I hate Will a little more each episode.
I have a sad update for your mom.
Oh?
Season 1, 2, 3, and 4 all have 22 episodes. Season 3 has 20, and then season 6 has only 13.
Yeah, well, rightfully so. I'm telling her, though, like, we just have to get through season 1 and then all the good characters to get their time to shine. This is a very Finn and Rachel heavy season.
And Shu heavy season.
Oh, that man. I am very, like, I have never been more prouder of my mother. She's a big Sue Sylvester fan, and I'm here for it. She loves Sue. She goes, like, she's like, yes, Sue, and I love it. That's the only time she laughs during Glee is when Sue is speaking. So
my dad's the same way. That's so funny.
I was very frightened she was going to be like, why is she so mean to the poor kids? And I'm like, they deserve it.
Yeah, she, like, throws them in lockers.
Literally. I don't know how to feel about the fact that she likes Emma.
She likes Emma?
Yeah.
What's your qualm with Emma?
She's mediocre. She's middle of the road for me.
Oh, God.
I
don't have a qualm with her.
She's just...
What does she like about Emma?
Probably because she's the least problematic character thus far.
What has, like, Mercedes done that's probably... Oh.
Nothing. But Mercedes really only gets two lines.
Did she bust the window at the car?
She did. She did. She very much did.
Love that.
My mom doesn't seem into the musical numbers.
What? That's the whole point of the show.
I know. And I'm like...
She's there for the plot.
Well, so far, all we've had is, like, baby drama.
Right. So, that gets annoying fast.
Very much so. I'm like... Oh, can we get to season 2 with Blaine yet? And Sam.
Since you just watched regionals, is it? Sectionals.
We watched sectionals.
Didn't you just watch sectionals? And that means that there was that scary scene of Mr. Shu literally almost hitting his wife.
Yes. I was very uncomfortable. We watched that last night and I was like,
I was like.
And he's like, lift up your shirt. And yeah. I'm like,
ha! And she's like, you're scaring me.
I'm like, you're scaring me too. Yeah.
What a scary man. He is night and day at home.
He's very scary. I don't like him at all.
Oh my god, wait until your mom meets Kristen Chenoweth. When does she come in?
April Rhodes? She already happened.
Right.
Will cheats on his wife? Part one. With Emma. First with Kristen Chenoweth. Then with Emma. She was very... I sent you that picture of her reacting to the thong song. She was very uncomfortable. I was like, so you're starting to realize why we hate Will.
Did you tell her that I also hate Will Schuster?
She knows everyone hates Will. And she's like, I don't get it. He doesn't seem like that bad of a guy. I'm like, first of all, he's at inappropriate first. With his students. Second of all, why is he singing with his students these songs? Third of all, why is he touching the students? Like, he was trying to encourage Tina. And I'm like, don't hug your students. It's making me uncomfortable.
I think I only ever hugged a teacher the last day of school.
And it was for sure a female teacher.
No.
Who did you hug?
My Spanish teacher.
Oh, well, that's fair. That was fair. Okay. I was like, thought you were over here, like, hugging our, like, AP Gov teacher. I was like,
No.
No.
Nope.
Definitely not. Okay. So that's my little Glee update. Guess it was a formative experience for us.
I didn't know you had qualms.
Not many.
Okay. Where's the aunt? Where's our episode guest?
Last time I saw him, he was crawling on my bookshelf. Maybe he went to go read, which I don't blame him.
Dive into those books.
I take offense. Close your mouth.
I'm about to die.
Oh, God.
Has it been an hour yet?
It's been 12 minutes.
You wanted to talk about Glee. Is that all you wanted to talk about?
I hate Rachel. What's new?
I have a controversial opinion.
Oh, please do tell.
I didn't hate her the first season.
I did. She walks out every episode. She's like, I didn't get my solo. You are ruining my career. And then walks out.
Great impression. Do you want to hear? Okay, I have an impression for you, and then you have to guess who I'm doing.
Okay, I'm here for it.
You look like the 4th of July.
Is that,
makes me want a hot dog real bad.
I can't remember her name, but she's in Legally Blonde.
Yeah, Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes, yeah.
My mom couldn't stop laughing at that, and clearly it hasn't had the same effect on you. That's fine. Oh, right, because literally, in one of the episodes, Rachel's like, I'm not singing this week. Tina, you're trash. I'm leaving.
Literally, we just watched that episode. Also, my mom is like, very surprised how many guest appearances there are in Glee, and she's like, why are they associating themselves with this? And I think that's funny. So far, the guest appearances we've seen is Kristen Chenoweth, Queen, April Rhodes, love her. Josh Groban, who is Josh Groban, kill yourself.
That happens in season one?
It sure does.
I thought that was in two.
Nope.
You're right, it does happen in season one.
Right. Who else have we had? Idina Menzel is coming.
Right.
She's in a couple episodes. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Wait until your mom finds out the plot twist that Idina Menzel is Rachel's
I know.
Birth mother. Well, they look exactly the same.
They do. That casting was on
point. I always, growing up, my mom, like, watched Glee. And so she'd have, like, Glee songs on. And I always mixed up Idina Menzel and Rhea Michele.
Right. Jonathan Groff is coming up, too.
She won't really... Will she recognize him?
No, but I will. Yeah. And I'll be telling her about it all episode.
He's in Frozen.
And Hamilton.
I know.
Yeah.
Just tell her that.
Yeah. I don't think she watched Frozen, to be honest.
Oh, well.
I remember when I first saw Frozen. It was in the movie theaters.
Is he straight?
No.
Right.
He, that's, no, because right. Rachel, I, that's, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you're wondering, that entire conversation we just had is literally, Katie went, we just had a whole, this is why podcasting may be hard at times, because we just had an entire conversation and nobody heard it.
Fair.
Allegedly, Lea Michele has offered to be Jonathan Groff, and I don't know what his husband's name. Is he married?
I don't know. I don't know.
Where did you read this information?
TikTok? Oh. Most reliable
yeah. Oh. Allegedly, Lea Michele has offered to be Jonathan Groff's surrogate, so.
I also love the conspiracy theory. We probably mentioned this, that she's illiterate.
No, we have not mentioned this. Oh. I know this for a fact. We have not mentioned that the conspiracy theory that Lea Michele is illiterate.
I fully wholeheartedly believe it. I can't talk. What was that?
I never can talk, so if you can't talk, then this is just down the drain. This is just down the
drain. I 100% believe that she is illiterate.
Of course.
Yes.
I mean, there probably is other reasons why her comments on Instagram are turned off and or limited, but, like, girl, you can't read those.
I'm just picturing, like, her husband having to, like, during bed, he's just, like, reading these comments to her. Can you imagine? Oh, this one said that, I don't even know. What did people comment? Lea Michele, you're trash?
Yeah.
Also, my mom was like, why are they being so mean to Rachel? And I'm like, first of all, she deserves it. Second of all, she deserves it.
The first thing that comes up when you search Lea Michele is that Lea Michele is illiterate. Is Lea Michele illiterate? Here's why the internet, okay.
I believe it.
So, you also sent me, she presented at the Tonys, was it?
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
And you sent me a TikTok of a girl being like, I know when Lea Michele was acting, and she was certainly acting.
When she was reading the cue yeah, cards. Yeah. I was like, yeah, pretty much.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's not true. Right? It can't be true.
I don't know. Can you imagine if it wasn't?
I have a hard time. This might be off-putting to say, but I have a hard time. Nah. Like, I have a hard time believing that, like, even if you can't read and you, like, really struggle with reading, mm-hmm. like, how do you just avoid it your entire life?
Fake it till you make it. I avoided reading in third grade.
Yeah, but you're also not, like, you were not widely famous as a third grader.
How do you know? Maybe I had a really great and inspiring career as a childhood actor.
You actually guest starred in Glee.
I did. That kid in the background, Sue Sylvester pushed? Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. But, like, it can't be real, right?
I want to believe it is.
How does she write a signature?
My signature looks like I'm illiterate.
Fair enough. How does she order at a restaurant? How does she...
She probably orders the same thing. She's like, chicken tenders, please.
Does she have a driver's license?
Is she Olivia Rodrigo? Does she have her driver's license?
Did she get her driver's license last week? Is that her and her husband all they talked about? Was he excited for her?
I just got an idea. If Glee was still on, Lea Michele would be singing that song driving past Will Schuster's house.
Oh my god. Is that episode where she falls in love with him in season one?
Yes, my mom was severely uncomfortable, as was I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In what world would a teacher ever say, hey, you don't have a party this week, so you can just sing a love ballad with me?
With me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's sing a very intimate song together. The fact that they dated also makes me severely uncomfortable that she has pretend to be what? A student when he probably wait, for wait, sure has seen her naked.
Dial this back.
Yeah.
Lea Michele and Matthew Morrison.
Yes.
Dated.
Yes. They sure did.
During filming?
I think before. So they had to pretend to be like student teacher.
What? What? What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. 100%. Yep.
Does Emily know this?
I don't know.
I I can't wait to tell her.
The interdating in that show is kind of insane to me.
What? Emily, we know you're listening. Did you know
this? Matthew Morrison and Lea Michele dated.
Why? Who's older?
Matthew Morrison.
Okay, I'm looking at Matthew Morrison age.
I think he's like 43. And she's like 37, 34, 35.
What?
Yes.
Matthew Morrison is 43 years age.
Whoa.
Matthew Morrison is 43 years of age. And Lea Michele is only 35. That is 8 years.
It was when they were on Broadway together, so.
How old were they then?
I think it might have been like a couple years prior to Glee.
So if Glee started...
2009.
Holy crap. If Glee started in 2009, that is 13 years ago. Matthew Morrison was 30 when Glee started. And if it was a couple years prior to Glee, per se, she was 20 and he was like 28.
Ooh. Could be worse.
It could be much worse. That's not too bad. But she just literally just turned... Probably just turned 20. Whoa.
He's the real life Will Schuster.
Yeah, obviously.
I know, but...
Oh my god.
That's insane, isn't it? And then Naya dated... I'm pretty sure she dated Mark.
She did date Mark.
Ugh. Yeah, imagine how gross she must have felt after.
How do you not live with, like, some sort of guilt?
I don't know. How does he not... Well, obviously, whatever.
If y'all don't know, like, about, like, Mark played Puck... What's his last name?
I don't know.
We just know Mark.
Mark. Paling? Sailing?
Yeah.
Sailing.
Oh my god, remember when Matthew Morrison posted an Instagram photo of him with Finn, who is played by Cory Monteith?
Yes.
On the left of him, and Mark Sailing, who plays Puck, on the right of him, and he wrote, his Instagram caption was the angel emoji. Smiley face angel emoji. Did you not know this? Oh god, I gotta show you the photo now.
That's so bad. Which, whoa. That's problematic. Yeah. That is a hate crime.
That is a hate crime. Because literally, Corey and Mark's deaths could not have been any more different.
Yes.
In tragedy.
One is
in
tragic. Yeah.
Oh my. That was a really genuine laugh from you. I was not expecting you to not know that. I'm learning a lot today.
Exposing the Glee cast?
Hold on, I'm Googling.
My mom asked, she's like, is there some sort of curse around the Glee cast? And I said, yes. There very much is.
Literally? Okay, so literally I just broke up Matthew Morrison Instagram, and then, like, the next... You know how on Google, yeah, it, like, fills in? The next
someone
thing
needs
that came
to take
was
away
angel
his...
emoji.
Someone needs to take away his social media accounts. Yeah.
Matthew Morrison Instagram post. Here it is. Okay.
Oh, jeez. Was it just, like, out of the blue, or was it on, like, a birthday or, like, a memorial?
This says 2 hours ago, so this person surely knew that it would be deleted soon.
Oh, 100%. And screenshotted it. Yes.
I'm not sure what date it was posted. Maybe it was the day where, Mark Sailing was, like, confirmed dead.
I get, like, you were... I don't know if I would have addressed his death.
So here's the picture. We'll post this on our Instagram story if you want.
I hate his smug face.
Yeah.
I gag a little every time it comes on the screen.
It's too much.
There's too much Will Schuster in the first season, I will say.
My phone isn't working. Okay. And then there's the caption.
I love the comments.
Oh, let's read a comment.
Most of them are just, like, laughing, crying emojis. And, honestly, same.
It's gonna be a yikes for me, dog.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I feel like I must have heard it.
So.
But I just didn't know the caption.
Right. So what controversy do you know about Matthew Morrison?
I mean, we've talked about the So You Think You Can Dance. Just being a creepy man overall.
Did we talk about So You Think You Can Dance on the pod?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What didn't he want to do? He didn't want to follow, like, COVID protocol?
No, I heard it was because he texted a contestant and the contestant felt uncomfortable by what he texted them.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And then he was, like, trying to defend himself and he just came off looking like a creep. Not to mention he was the Grinch, and that made me severely uncomfortable in his little Grinch outfit. So, there's that. Yeah.
Wow.
So he basically was kicked off of So You Think You Can Dance for being Will Schuster. Good to know.
Okay. This was posted on June 3rd, 2022 by the Los Angeles Times. Matthew Morrison reveals the DM that led to abrupt So You Think You Can Dance exit. Oh?
The fact that JoJo Siwa might have interacted with Matthew Morrison makes me severely uncomfortable.
You don't like JoJo Siwa?
I love JoJo Siwa. Okay. The fact that she had to interact with that man makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. So, this is from... this article, they interviewed Matthew Morrison. So, obviously, he's going to have a bias...
Yeah.
...opinion when addressing the situation.
Right.
He says, "Hey, it's Matthew. If you don't mind, would love to get your number and talk through some things." Morrison recited, appearing to read the missive off his phone screen. The missive?
Message?
No, it literally is spelled missive. I've never heard that word. Hmm. Anyways, the end. I said this because the dancer and I both share a mutual respect for a choreographer that I've known for over 20 years, and I was trying to help her get a job as a choreographer on the show.
Okay.
That is a really roundabout way of saying...
I was flirting. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's married as well.
What?
Yes.
He landed someone?
There's no hope for us, Delaney.
Oh. No, it's the opposite. If he was able to get married, then there's hope
for us. Do you think about that sometimes? I think about, like, these people that are awful and they get married. I'm like, maybe there is hope. If they can find someone, surely I can.
I recently have had an obsession with watching stand-up comedy routines on Netflix, and John Mulaney...
Did you know that Chris DiStefano has a Netflix special?
Yes, I watched it. Speshy Weshy?
Yeah, I have not watched it yet.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty good. I watched it, and then I was like, I'm gonna go watch John Mulaney, because I love Big Mouth. Do you know?
Yeah, I've watched every single John Mulaney special. Have you seen Oh Hello? That's my favorite. I literally will cry laughing every time I watch it.
Do you know... he and his wife?
Yes.
That controversy?
I sure do. People were so upset when it first happened. I remember people crying on Twitter over it.
Okay, so here's what my experience figuring this out was. I watched his most recent special. I was like, oh my god, so cute. Love that.
Was it the Lunch Bunch set?
It was released in 2018. He was talking about Trump.
He has a Christmas. He has a Christmas, like... Lunch Bunch group with it's like a kid comedy special.
Oh.
It's really funny. It has musical numbers and Jake Gyllenhaal. Just thought I should mention that.
Who do I confuse him with?
Timothée Chalamet. We've had this conversation before.
Every episode there's at least three mentions. AP Gov teacher, Timothée Chalamet, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Glee.
Yeah. Honestly, at this point people expect it.
Right. What was I saying?
You were watching his 2018 special.
And I literally remember
he has five on Netflix.
I know. I
should
have watched
it. We should watch Oh Hello together. That's literally my favorite. It's like my comfort. It was on Broadway.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What was on Broadway?
Oh Hello.
His comedy special?
Yes, you'll see why. They're acting.
Got it.
It's really good. I love it.
So I saw he explicitly says in this special he does not want a kid. Yes. Then I go to his Instagram and I'm like, oh my god, he and his wife had a baby.
No.
Oh, no.
He cheated on his wife.
Hold on. I go to the tagged and I'm like, this woman is not white and Jewish. I was like, Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous, but she's not the woman you described. Then I do a little research,
mm-hmm.
and I found out Mr. Mulaney, I'm not trashing his issues or, difficulties with addiction and sobriety. I'm personally a little peeved by the fact that he doesn't want to have a kid with his wife for 8 years, and then he gets another girl pregnant after he tells his wife he wants a divorce.
That must be so, so, so hard. Can you imagine his wife?
I was just going to say.
I literally would be in tears. I don't know if I would recover.
If I was that woman, I would be petty and, go on national television and be like...
Just the fact that, he wasted 8 years of her life when she could be finding someone who did want to have kids with her.
Well, we don't know if she didn't want to have kids, but,
I think she did.
Oh, then you would know more than I do.
Mm. Have you watched any of Bo Burnham's specials? They're good, too.
No, I haven't.
I like Bo Burnham. I know
everybody goes, feral over him.
Him and John Mulaney. A little less of John Mulaney these days, but...
Yeah.
I went through a comedy phase a couple years ago.
I recently watched, I think it was literally released, a couple of days ago. Pete Davidson put out a comedy special with, him and a bunch of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, and sometimes it's a hit or miss.
Performed at the end, and I was great, awesome.
I get frat boy energy from Pete Davidson. My type of comedy is, awkward people, just,
100%.
Being, awkward.
Do you know who Bobby Lee is?
Yes. We talked about him last episode.
Yeah, that was when we were talking about Roberts. I didn't know if you knew who Bobby Lee was.
Yes.
Yeah. You listen to his podcast?
No, but I have seen his Netflix special.
He has a Netflix special?
Pretty sure, yeah. Girl.
I've Googled Bobby Lee on Netflix, and it doesn't come up.
I believe he has one. If not, he's featured on something.
Do you know who, Brendan Schaub is?
No.
Let me tell you this drama.
Okay.
Literally nobody cares, but I find
you should watch Seinfeld, because it's very much...
Okay, here's my issue with shows like that.
I know, the laugh track.
The laugh track.
But you tune it out after a while. It becomes background noise. And Seinfeld's really funny. So...
It would have been funnier without the laugh track.
I know, but this was the 90s, Delaney.
Okay.
I think you should watch it.
So Brendan Schaub is a former MMA... He was wrestling around with men.
WW?
It's one of those.
I don't know.
And then Sports. He wasn't good at it. And then he decided, you know what? I'm going to try stand-up comedy. Also not good at it. But guess, don't sue me, Brendan Schaub, please. Allegedly, you're not good at it. And then... So, if you know who Bobby Lee is, then I'm assuming you know who Kalila is.
Vaguely, yeah.
Is it, I don't know if they're married, but they're, life partners.
Okay.
So, a long time ago, I guess, Brendan hit on Kalila.
Oh.
And she talked about it on her podcast with her friends.
Okay.
And then he, was coming after them.
He gives me, I don't even know this man, never heard of him until right now. He's giving me Jake Paul vibes.
It's funny that you say that. Because he was featured on Logan Paul's podcast.
That makes sense.
At least 3 times.
That makes sense.
So Kalila's this guy hit on me. And then they didn't even mention his name. They just gave initials BS.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be, who else could that be? Bob Saget?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
I feel we mentioned Bob Saget in every episode too. Poor guy.
In the arms of the angels. Sorry.
Fun fact, did you know Bob Saget and John Mayer were good friends?
There's the other one, John Mayer.
I can't help myself.
Jeez. No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
Reading Rainbow.
It's in a book. Reading Rainbow. Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. I sing that often at work.
Jesus.
This has gone off the rails. Okay.
It's not even off the rails. We're just in the woods. far from the track. We were
at Logan Paul.
Brendan Schaub.
Okay.
So then, this isn't even as interesting as I thought it would be. Then Brendan calls Bobby instead of calling Kalilah, and it's like, yo, you need to get your bitch in line. Right? And then, like,
Bobby's that is like, giving me Logan Paul. Yes!
So then, reasons why I know this. Bobby is good friends with H3H3, Ethan and Ela Klein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably where I know him from.
Okay. So he went on their podcast, which is a live show.
Right.
And Ethan was just, like, asking him about this situation. And right. Bobby was like, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Did Logan Paul call in?
No! Oh. Logan Paul is irrelevant! Hey! Logan Paul is irrelevant and irrelevant to this story.
Got it. Okay, cool.
No, we shouldn't be saying Logan Paul is irrelevant because he literally just had Liam Payne on the pod.
Liam Payne is irrelevant. I'm living for these. Have you seen all the good TikToks where it's like, if you do not remove your hands, you...
If you did not remove your hands from my...
Did you see that guy who, like, shouted out to Harry and he, like, waved? He's like, well, you waved me. He waved. He's like, looks like Harry Styles still has his hands.
Can I finish the story?
Sorry.
It's not even that good.
Okay. Please.
So then... Bobby and then Kalilah start talking about the situation. Bobby's clearly uncomfortable about it. Kalilah's like, oh my god, I'm so down to talk about this situation, right? Mm. And then, so, that's it.
Wow.
But yeah, then I guess Bobby Lee, maybe I should have watched the podcast where Bobby Lee and Kalilah had Brendan Schaub on.
Oh.
Yeah, after the H3 podcast. So, I explained that horrifically and botched the entire story, but you know.
I think it was great. I was fully enthralled. That was a fun roller coaster moment. Yes.
So, Liam Payne?
Yeah.
Were you ever a Liam Payne girl?
No. For a while, I hate to admit it.
I only like...
Ooh, try to guess who I was before, obviously. I change. Every year, I change. I'm not every year, but like through phases of my life.
Right. I'm gonna guess you were certainly not a Harry girl.
Mm-mm. I had to be different, not like right. other girls.
She's not like other girls. If it's Louis, I swear to God. Of course it was Louis. I knew it immediately. I knew it immediately. Guess what girl I was.
You seem like... I want to say Niall.
Yes! I had a sweatshirt in middle school.
Oh! Wait, why do I kind of remember that?
It was green.
Yep.
It had 93 on the back.
Yep. Yep.
I wore it to the concert.
Oh, that's everything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't donate it. I'll just order a bigger one. Yeah.
Do they still sell those?
It was on Amazon.
Okay.
Maybe they don't make it. I don't know. But can we talk about how fan merch is always like the so ugliest? Much
oh. Fan merch, got it. I thought you were talking about, like, merch for the fans.
No.
Got it, yes.
Merch for the fans is always horrific better. Quality.
Right.
Which I'm starting to
gotta go
learn.
To Etsy, yeah.
Always Etsy.
Yeah.
I don't think... I mean, every concert and or, like,
music. I usually play. Get something at the concert for memory's sake.
Exactly.
Not for, like, I want to wear this.
Yes. Yes. It's always a workout shirt.
Bed shirt. My favorite shirt is something I got from a concert, and let me tell you, it is the ugliest shade of yellow. It is horrific, yet I will be wearing that shirt until I die.
It's so bad.
I love it, though. It makes me so comfortable and just, like, safe.
I love that for you.
I wrote a song about that shirt.
I was gonna say, you wrote a song about that shirt.
I sure did.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was I?
We were talking about One Direction.
Right. I bought a, like, the first concert I ever went to.
Ooh, Winnie's jealous.
Hey, Queen.
Papa.
You know what? I have to go to the bathroom anyway.
Okay. Okay, we're back. Delaney just told me 3 seconds after I stopped recording, I don't have to pee anymore. And I thought that was very odd.
That doesn't ever happen to you?
No.
Okay, whatever. What was I talking about?
We were talking about...
Oh, okay. So the first concert I went to, I wanted a memorabilia. Mm-hmm. You know what I bought?
What?
I bought a One Direction water bottle, which okay. I think my parents threw away.
Fair.
And I'm very mad.
Can you imagine drinking and then just, like, seeing Harry's face?
No, it wasn't the band. It was just, like, it said One Direction on it. It was purple and metal. I'm going to look for it at home, and I'll send you a picture if I have it still.
Okay.
I'm going to be sincerely upset if it's been thrown away. I'll be really mad. Wow. That was an expensive water bottle. Everything is also obviously overpriced.
Oh, very much, yes.
Then I bought a snapback.
Whoa.
It's black and white. Never worn it a day in my life out of the house.
Fair.
And then I bought this woman, like, they didn't have, like, regular just, like, t-shirts.
Of course not.
It was, like, a woman's muscle tee tee back.
Oh!
Tank top.
Okay, yep.
And I got a extra large.
Of course.
And it did not fit my middle school 11-year-old body.
Of course. Why did you get an extra large?
It was too small. That's what I'm saying. I was maybe a medium in middle school.
And extra large was too small for you?
And it was a woman's size.
One Direction. I'd like to talk, please.
I literally maybe only
wore... You are perpetuating stereotypes about women's clothing that I do not appreciate.
No. And I maybe only wore it... 3 years ago, I was like the fittest and thinnest I have ever been. Like, almost to an unhealthy extent. And that is... the only time it ever fit me.
One Direction.
And it's just sitting in my drawer.
You know who probably made that decision? Liam. Because we all know how he feels about women. I said it.
Right, right.
If it was Harry, my guy Harry would never.
I don't think I bought anything. Maybe one of those items I bought at the second concert. But certainly the first. I bought the snapback and the...
Okay. I usually only buy t-shirts. I have a couple posters.
I like how you have things framed.
Yeah, my prized possessions over there. My signed CD from a band I went to go see my sophomore year. It's on the top shelf.
Oh, right. I was like, I'm looking into nothingness. Where's my collage I made you?
I'm telling you, I have it. I can't hang it up over my desk without falling, and I'm waiting for someone's assistance.
I made that, when did I make that? 3 years
sophomore
ago?
Sophomore year? And junior year? Summer
after sophomore year.
Aw, man. 3 years
ago. Yeah, it's ugly. I should make an updated one.
I love that.
Okay.
Well, my birthday is coming up.
Right.
You know what I told my mom what I wanted for my birthday? And she's like...
Keep it quiet.
Fair. But no.
That's what your mom wants.
Fair. She's like, oh, that's really easy. Like, yeah. I was expecting, and I was like, can you please just take me to Barnes & Noble and buy me books?
No, wait, hold on. That means you can't buy, like, the books you want.
Girl, yes, I can.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair.
Can you
anyway, moving forward.
What was... You said you had a dream last night.
I had a dream last night that Delaney and I were moving in together, like, for college, but I'm like, we live in two opposite directions in terms of for college. Anyway, we were moving in together and we were checking out this house with our parents, and we were, like, designing this house that we were gonna be roommates in. Yeah, and we were gonna paint our kitchen green, which, questionable, but...
What shade of green?
Like a dark olive green.
Ew.
I know.
So nothing interesting. Have you seen those TikToks where it's like, hey, I had a dream with you last night, and it's always like, oh, what were we doing? I don't think if I've ever had a dream like that, I've never told somebody that I had a dream with them in that dream.
Oh.
What?
We've talked about our dreams before. I think one of our first episodes was about our dreams.
Yeah.
Shout out to our very early listeners who know what we're talking about.
Delaney and Katie's Not So Bummer Summer.
That summer was a bummer, gonna be honest.
Yeah, that summer was hard. What did you do that summer?
I don't know. I just assume every summer's bad.
We couldn't drive that summer, so what did you do?
Did our parents seriously have to drive us to did my parents have to drive me to your house with all my podcasting equipment?
It was your brother, but yes.
Yeah,
I think it was Damon.
It's hard to imagine a time before I could drive. Like, and I have to think, and I have to be like, oh, my mom drove me.
Oh my god. This rolls right into... Remember one of the first times we hung out? You know the story.
Do I?
One of the first times we hung out, obviously my mom had to drive me here and pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
And on our way home, my mom was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy you're finally finding a friend.
My mom was the same way.
And it was like sophomore year.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm so happy you're finally finding a friend. And I was like, yeah, Katie and I like really get along. I was like, I'd say we're like friends with benefits.
I do certainly know this story. Yep.
And my mom's like,
you don't know what that means.
I'm sorry, what do you mean by that? And I was like,
oh my god, that was your mom's first impression of me? She thought I was your friends with benefits? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to your mother.
Well, we aren't, so.
Fair.
She's like, if anything, it looked worse on me.
Friends with... I love that you didn't know what friends with benefits meant.
And now I do.
Now you do. Wow. Just how fast the night changes. I also ruined that song for Delaney, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, boo.
I'm just ruining everything for you right now.
No, don't say that. Well, I'm kidding. But yeah, my mom was like, what do you think that means? And I was like, she thought this was a coming out moment. And I was
like, I feel like your mom has a lot of those with you.
I show my parents, like, movies that I really love.
Yeah.
And some of them just happen to be gay love stories.
Right.
And they're like, after every one of those movies, they're like, do you have something to tell us? Yeah. No, I don't. And you know what? I'm wondering...
During Pride Month?
Not during Pride Month. I wonder if they, like... during the entire movie are, like, nervous.
Or, like, picking up things. They're like, oh, Delaney does that.
Stop. No, my mom's theory genuinely is because, like, I've never had a boyfriend. The only other option is girls. Like, maybe just the men that
I have... Maybe just men are gross.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just scared of them. I was at... Is that the aunt on the ceiling?
Oh, she's getting around.
Much like this man at the gym, please.
Incredible segue.
Yes.
Anyways, the end of that story is my mom had to explain to me what friends with benefits were, and I very quickly clarified that Candy and I were not having friends with benefits.
Wow.
Okay, story time. Another one, probably.
You gotta give it a clickbait title. Story time. I almost died. Not clickbait.
What would be the clickbait title for... You know what? I'll tell you the story and you come up with the clickbait title.
Okay. I've already heard this story, though, from your private story.
So what would you say the clickbait title is?
I met my soulmate at the gym? Story time? Or I have a secret admirer? Story time? Not clickbait.
He almost proposed to me at the gym? No, because I want to know what you would have done in this situation, and I'm assuming it's the same thing.
No, I would have been frozen in fear.
You would have just stood there?
Yes.
No way. So he would have come... Okay.
I would have been frozen in fear, and then there would be a super awkward and uncomfortable conversation, and then I would leave.
That's worse.
I know.
No, honestly, I think what I did is probably worse. Okay. I'm at the
What if you see him again?
Oh.
Then you have to go up and be like, hey.
I don't know what his... I know he was attractive, but I don't really remember any, like, distinguishable feature besides that he was wearing a UNH sweatshirt.
Oh, stay away from those men.
Fair enough.
Mm. Did you hear that story about UNH?
Yeah.
Mm.
In the what? The one that... Yeah.
Mm.
Sad. Ugh. Very sad.
This is why I don't like men.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that I'm attracted to men.
That's every day.
Yeah.
It's a travesty. It's a hate crime.
It is a hate crime. So problematic.
But, yeah, I was at the gym, and I was using a machine, and this guy, who was very handsome, was using a machine next to me.
Very handsome. And I just pray that you were, like, listening to, like, Cleek-ass music.
Of course. Absolutely.
Maybe he heard it through, like, your headphones and was like, that's a girl.
Wait. Then I would have made a new friend.
Maybe.
I was certainly... You know what my favorite lifting musical is?
What? Heathers. Six? Oh.
I now Heathers have to is go a to good the bathroom. One.
Girl, that is problematic. All right, pause for the 100th time. Welcome back.
So I was at the gym, and I was doing assisted dips on the pull-up whatever machine.
I'm going to pretend like I know what's going on. Yes, very much. Yes, I know that machine.
And this guy was using the Smith machine next to me.
They're the ants on your cup.
My cup, say what's up.
Dude! Flying ant!
Can you hear his little leggies on the microphone?
ASMR.
Ant-ASMR.
Ooh, he's going wild.
What if he's just taking a piss in the microphone?
Well,
look at his little antennas go.
He looks like a little horse.
Oh my god, we are not okay. So I was at
Should I get the ant off?
I don't think he's doing much.
Okay. Imagine how annoying it must be, though, if they can hear that. Oh, well, you were doing Jimmy things. Yep.
I was doing Jimmy things.
Yep. No. Jim
Sounds
things.
Sounds weird. Yeah, I was doing gym things.
Activities? No, that's worse.
I was working out.
There we go.
And this guy was using the Smith machine next to me. And I'm cleaning the machine I was just using. I'm listening to my music. I go to throw away what I was cleaning with. And I see him. He makes direct eye contact with me, takes his headphones off, and starts to approach me.
Maybe he was about to be like, hey, you didn't clean that well enough.
Imagine. No, I think about this every day now because I'm like, he probably was just asking if I was done with the machine.
Yeah. You just
and
bolted.
I literally walked away. I ran away from this man.
That's unfortunate. Guess you'll never know. What if he was your soulmate?
Stop. And I came home and I told my mom the story and she got visibly angry about this. She was like, are you kidding me? That's pathetic.
Whoa.
I was like, okay. One, I don't go to the gym to find men.
Fair, yes.
And two, it was very jarring.
For all, you know what? I'm going to support you. For all you know, he could have been like a Ted Bundy. There you go. You dodged a bullet. You could have been on the next episode of Criminal Minds.
At least I would have been loved.
By a serial killer?
You know what? I'm going to retract that statement.
There you go.
Anyways. Oh, I have some Harry Styles news that I think you're going to be very angry about.
Okay.
Three songs he's not performing on tour with his new album, Harry's House.
Why?
Include Little Freak, Grape Juice, and Daydreaming.
That is a hate crime! During Pride Month?! Ugh.
He's not performing Daydreaming.
Why
on
isn't
tour.
He? Because he doesn't have John Mayer?
I don't know.
Can we just say...
If that's what you want to believe, then go ahead.
Maybe John Mayer will make a guest appearance.
The phone is ringing.
Anyway, I was going to say this. A song that I kind of, like, adore now that I didn't like at first is Cinema. Like, I kind of love it. Like, it's kind of like a...
It's so good. Yeah. And I will say Grape Juice and Little Freak are some of my faves now.
I still really don't like Love of My Life or Boyfriends or Keep Driving.
I haven't listened to Boyfriends or Keep Driving literally since the album came out, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriends... It's not the best.
Not the best.
Keep Driving is good. I've listened to that more than Boyfriends. But, Love of My Life is so good when you drive. Why aren't you listening to that?
Because I don't like it.
It hits the bass, like, right where it needs to.
Yeah, well, that's a hate crime. Why isn't he playing Daydreaming?
Out of all the songs that he's not performing, I was like, that one doesn't make sense. Honestly, I think Little Freak is more... performable than Matilda.
Yeah, because everyone's just gonna be crying during Matilda. Like, what do you do after that? You have a crowd that's crying. Now what, Harry? Now what?
Maybe that's what he wants.
Can you imagine closing with Matilda?
Maybe that's what he does, and then he comes back with, some One Direction bangers.
Or maybe he opens with Matilda because everyone's just, like, so happy to see him. They're already crying.
Just sobs the entire performance.
He better, like, sell, like, handkerchiefs or something.
That will be me. I don't think I'll cry, but I'll definitely be, like, This is insane.
Someone said this on a TikTok. Can you imagine the anxiety of trying to buy tickets to a One Direction reunion? The stress of it all? That's gonna be... I can just see it now. People sobbing that they didn't get One Direction reunion tickets. And I will be laughing from the sidelines.
No, that will be me.
Apparently BTS broke up and...
What?
Yeah. I hate to say it, but I kind of laughed when I first saw it.
You're gonna get...
I'm sorry to any of the ARMY people. I just, like, couldn't help but laugh.
I think they're literally just called ARMY and not the ARMY. I think they're just called ARMY.
The ARMY.
No, they're just ARMY. I'm not kidding.
ARMY. Don't they do the little, like... Oh, what is it? This thing?
The thumb hearts?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not into K-pop.
Neither am I. I'm sorry, please don't come after us.
Yeah. Those K-pop stans are lethal.
Yeah.
Lethal.
Yeah. They scare me.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But, wait, where'd you hear that? Did they just come out with, like, a movie?
They have a movie?
Like a tour movie? Like an album?
I have no idea.
They just came out with something. I was watching one of my favorite TikTokers. I forget his name. Steven?
What? Can we reference how you said you hated the name Steven the last episode?
That episode's gonna haunt me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I hope you marry a guy who has one of those names. I hope you marry a Bobby.
You know my life, and most likely that will.
Or a Kevin?
Stop. That's not even funny. That's not even funny. You know my experiences with Kevin.
The one from high school? Yeah.
It's not funny. Love you, Kevin.
Do you? Moving on.
Yeah, I will certainly end up marrying somebody from that list.
Yes.
And that's a sad day.
Hey, at least you'll have love.
Right?
If you want love, lower your expectations.
You know what? Okay, this is deep. You might need... I've come to the conclusion that if you were either asked out as a date in elementary, asked out as a joke on a date in either elementary school or middle school, then, like, your relationship with men is literally skewed for your early adulthood.
See, I didn't even attempt. I didn't even attempt. My self-esteem was so low.
Nobody asked you out as a joke?
I don't know what I should think about that.
No.
No, they did not.
That sounds really mean, but that happened to me.
I know, we talked about that. We did, yes.
When?
Not on the pod, but certainly a conversation we've had.
In fifth grade, I go to my...
Because you used to be called Mrs. Kipling.
No, that's a different...
Is it?
That's a different story.
Well, I feel like they coincide.
Yes, because the same group of girls did it.
Very. Please tell me after. I want to know who these girls are.
They have moved.
Oh, so I wouldn't have known them?
You would have known them from maybe sixth grade.
Oh.
You know what? Some of them are still here.
Oh, tell me. Tell me after.
Yes, I'm the type of person, Katie and I both have something called imposter syndrome, when, like, I'll say right now, I was like, I wasn't bullied, but I certainly was bullied.
I don't think I was.
You were never, like, chronically picked on?
Delaney! What does that say about you, and what does that say about me?
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't think I've ever been bullied.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, well,
I love that for you.
My social anxiety has not helped at all. Probably because I didn't dog to anyone. See, the thing is, nobody bullied me because nobody knows who I am. At my job, sometimes I'll be there and they're like, oh, I didn't know you were here. And that is the second time that has happened to me at a job.
That's so rude.
I know.
That's so rude.
I know. And that's the second time that's happened to me. So I'm like, am I really that forgettable?
No, don't say that.
Unmemorable.
What was the award you won at your last job?
Most likely not to be noticed coming into work.
That was literally the award?
Basically, yes.
What was the real title?
I'll get the real title.
So what I'm saying is, I was asked out as a joke in elementary school. I walk into class one day and I see that there's a note in my desk.
Okay, this is the exact wording. It's probably worst. Most likely to show up to work and not be noticed. And so far,
what type of award is that? What type of award is that?
I still have that and I kind of want to frame it.
Absolutely. What type of superlative is that?
People got, like, most likely to make people laugh, best hugs, and I got most likely not to be noticed. Yeah.
They just needed
something, and they're like, what do we know about Katie? Oh, I don't notice her!
Oh my god.
That haunts me, because people have been saying things like that ever since I got that award. I have noticed people's comments where they're like, I didn't notice you, and I'm like, ouch! That is a soft, really, really a tough spot for me.
That is bullying!
Anti-bullying zone! What are we teaching these kids? That it's okay to bully people?
That is insane. That is
most
insane.
Likely not to be noticed. It was coming into work.
Do you think they had any, like,
maybe self-awareness?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got, there was, like, two little awards on this superlative.
Right?
The first one I got was the Ninja Award for being a quiet presence that cleans like nobody's business.
What is... So the janitor. Yeah.
And then, most likely not to be noticed, but we sure do notice and she's not here, probably because the cleaning isn't done. She is a quiet, calm soul who is a delight to have on our staff. Yeah, you don't notice me!
That's insane! That's insane! That's like writing the subject of like a thank you email. You are most likely not to be noticed, but I thank you. That is insane.
Yeah. And I actually thought about going back. Can you believe? Can you believe?
I mean, you weren't treated badly, but like, that's...
I had to move the ball.
Yeah. So anyways, in fifth grade...
So you know what? I take it back. I have been bullied, but not as a child, as an adult.
So bad. That's so bad.
I know.
I would have...
I literally had to get up and accept this award. And
wait,
like...
this was at like a meeting?
This was at a staff meeting that was going on for like 3 hours. And I just wanted to go home and I had to accept this award.
Were people clapping for you?
They were like, oh! And I'm like, I want to go home. I'm That's sick so after mean. Work for this.
I would spiral and be like, does everybody think this? Like... That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Well.
We notice you.
Do you? Because sometimes it feels like, I don't know, it's a reoccurring sentiment in my life.
Not for me.
But sure, do you notice when I'm not there? Like, what does that mean?
You said it the other way around. You said, do you notice when I'm not there?
Yeah, same thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, in fifth grade, I walk into the classroom and I see that there's a note in my desk and my friends, quote-unquote friends, knew that I had, like, had a crush on this guy.
Ooh,
in my
tell
class.
Me who he is.
Okay, I'll tell you after.
Alright.
I had a crush on this guy in my class and they wrote, like, the note from him and it was like...
That's Heather's. That's literally what happens in Heather's.
No, I know. And it was basically saying how much he liked me.
That's
and, like, how excited he was that we could be, like, friends or whatever. And I was
girl,
so
you're
excited.
Living out the plot of Heather's. Why didn't you murder them? And then you could have seen Dead Girl Walking.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I was so excited. I was so
oh,
excited.
No.
And then we had indoor recess that day, I believe. And I told him, I was like, guys, I got this note in my desk. And I'm like... I don't know what to do with this information. And of course, I had never talked to him before, and they just started laughing in my face.
So you didn't talk to him?
Of course I didn't talk to him about
the note. Okay, good.
But everybody knew, because of course they knew, and of course they told everybody that I liked him. And literally, I think for a project at the end of the year, we had to do, like, a presentation and, like, have, like, an activity or something.
Oh.
I remember in fifth grade, like, I don't know in your elementary school, but, like, people love to make, like, those online word search generators. And I made one. Oh, I remember what it was for. I was in the Key program.
Ugh! I was not allowed to even audition because I was dumb.
You had to be invited to audition.
Yeah, at our school too. And they did IQ testing, which is like, I'm morally against that. IQ testing a child so they can go in a club about learning. Any kid should be able to learn about stuff they want to learn about.
It was literally just about,
that's like, a cult.
Sure. It was just about, like,
that's a hate crime. That is a hate crime.
It was about, like, so we had to do this presentation for Key at the end of the year about, like, Greek gods and goddesses, and I had, like, extra word searches for my presentation.
Can we just talk about kids who, like, had, like, a mythology phase?
I didn't. I thought it was so dumb.
So weird. I'm sorry if you had that phase, but, like,
I could never get
into
it.
I'm a little suspicious of you if you had a mythology phase. And, like, Percy Jackson.
The movie's good. Mm. That's it.
I only relate to him because he's dyslexic. Another point of contention for me. Anyway, moving forward.
Kate just dropped her phone. I don't know if we just didn't address that, but it's fine.
Yeah.
And people were like, think that I put his name in the word search, and it just so happened that his last name was like randomly generated.
Was it common?
No, which I didn't.
Maybe conspiracy theory. Maybe one of those girls like put an N.
On my home computer?
Yeah. They did, like, some CSI kind of deal, and they, like, hacked into your computer.
Anyways, moral of the story, oh my god. And then, so here's something weird about me. When I moved to, I almost just said where we live, I moved to our hometown in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Every single year through seventh grade, I had a teacher who was pregnant and who had to have maternity or paternity leave.
We had one in sixth grade?
We did.
Yes. And then we got your favorite science teacher. Right.
Yes, of course. Yeah. So, and then our seventh grade teacher, literally we just saw her for a week and then she was just gone.
Oh, but I love the substitute.
Yeah, she was so
sweet. I don't
even
remember the original teacher.
I know her name. I'll tell you after.
I don't even remember what she looks like.
She's blonde. Anyways, I have the memory of an elephant.
Probably with the blonde girl.
Okay, so we had a sub. She was wonderful. I loved her. While my teacher was on paternity leave, and, like, one day, one of the guys came up to me who was, like, friends with...
I want to know all these names after the podcast.
My crush.
We gotta make, like, a burn book or something.
Yeah, we'll call him... What's a name that, like, literally nobody has?
Earl.
We'll call him Earl. Earl comes up to me, and Earl asks me, he's like, hey, so-and-so wants to F you, but the whole word.
As a fifth grader?
Yeah.
And wow, he edgy.
Isn't that insane? And they, like, they were playing truth or dare, I guess, because I walked up to I didn't know what that meant, so I just...
Those are the kids that I would have to kick out of work.
Right. I didn't know what that meant, so I genuinely just walked up to my sub-teacher, and I was
no.
like,
hey, Delaney.
Hey, I have a question. Do you know what this means?
Oh, no.
And it became a whole ordeal, whatever.
Did they call your mom?
No.
Oh.
I told my mom.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
But, like, I think it's funny now, thinking from, like, your perspective now as you're going into student teaching, like, what would you do if a student came up to you and asked you that? Like, I would have a hard time resisting the urge to, like, burst out laughing.
You would laugh at that?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think I'd laugh at that.
I think I would. Not that the fact that, like, people are bullying this child, but the fact that she comes up to me and asks me what that word means.
Of course I had heard it before in, like, a different context.
Right.
That is the first time I had ever heard it referring to sex.
Got it.
And we're in fifth grade.
Ugh.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, my
Take
point
away
being...
their YouTube.
Pop off, King.
I want that to be a soundbite, and I want to play that anytime something inconvenient happens to me.
My point being, I have my relationships with men outside of my family members are not great,
mm-hmm.
and Before college, I never had a guy friend. Here's my issue. My deeper meaning to all of this is I wanted to know, do you have a hard time having friends, having guy friends who are single, like straight guy friends who are single? I always end up catching feelings. I can't do it.
See, I've only had guy friends that are, like, either in, like, super committed relationships.
Or gay.
Or are gay, yeah.
That's the only guy friend I can have.
I'm just, like, intimidated by anybody. So, like, making friends is hard, period. Because I, like, can't put myself out there.
Fair. But, yeah,
plus, the way I hear you talk sometimes, not you, but, like, straight men, the way I hear men talk sometimes, like, amongst themselves, it's just, like...
And about women?
Yes.
It's just... I was at the gym yesterday. This wasn't even about a woman. There was this group of teen guys doing, like, whatever they were doing. And this older gentleman was, like, just doing his workout. And he was, like, grip pulling, like, maybe, like, 30 pounds.
Yeah, they, like, comment on people about, like, their bodies. Yeah. And I'm like, nobody asked.
And they point at him and start laughing at how much he's pulling. It's like, maybe he's doing, like, 20
reps. You know why? Because they're threatened by their own masculinity. Anything threatens their masculinity.
Literally anything.
That's why I love those TikToks of, like, things to say to guys to make them upset.
Yeah.
I love that.
They were literally wearing, like, white, tight as hell white wife beaters, or what's the politically correct way to say it? It was
tank
a
tops?
White tank top, and I had almost the urge to be like, oh my god, I love your crop top.
You shut up, girl!
But...
Yeah, especially the sports team at my college, specifically the guys on those teams.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Mm-hmm. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My point being is I can't have a friend, platonic friendship with a man unless there's, like, a specific boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
a roadblock where you, like, know that nothing's gonna happen.
Or unless they're just, like, I've been in friend groups where there's, like, some guys in the group that are just, like, trash. And I don't get along with them, nor want to speak to them, and I just don't.
Yes.
So it's a very, like, if any guy shows me any type of, like, positive, like, attention, suddenly I'm like, oh my god, they love me.
Yeah.
And want to have my babies.
Fair. Fair.
And I have this thing. Where if I have a crush on somebody...
We've discussed this. You need to tell them.
I have to tell them.
Yeah.
So it's really a slippery road that we're working with here.
You would be a fascinating protagonist in a rom-com.
Can that please happen in my life?
Should I write you a rom-com book?
No, I want it to happen.
Ooh, a meet cute?
I just need some attention.
Fair.
Also, one of the reasons I got off of dating apps is I realized that, like...
Besides the fact that you were banned.
Besides the fact that I was banned and also, like, verbally harassed.
Fair.
essentially assaulted.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the fact that you were... Delaney, you need to leave Tinder.
Oh, I didn't, yeah. Like, literally, if I deleted the screenshots of gross things men said to me, so it's like, why am I holding on to this? But, like, if I read to you the gross things that men have said to me over Tinder, you would be like, why is Delaney banned? I am a nice person. Like, why did you squint when I said I'm a nice person?
I just think it's funny.
That I was banned from Tinder?
Yeah.
In the arms of...
For 50 cents a day, you can donate to Delaney's fund to get her unbanned from...
I tried calling a customer service.
I can't believe the extent you're going through
and I No, because you don't understand. Like, when you're banned, you're banned. Like, you can't ever get that back.
Maybe
and
it's
I'm
a
literally
sign.
18. Oh, it was a sign. So I deleted all my dating apps. I told men that I was, like, sorry, not interested. And then, because I realized, like, when you're on a dating app, and especially if you don't really have, like, a great relationship with, like, men in your life and or associate anything good with men, then the attention you get from that is somehow gratifying and, like, what you base your self-worth off of. And I was
That's
like...
That's dangerous, yeah.
It's like, a man calling me pretty over the phone, what the hell does that mean? Like...
For all you know, you can control C, control V.
Right. Literally. That's what I did. So, I deleted all of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Good choice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. On the other hand, we need to get you on a dating app when you're ready.
That will be approximately in never years, so...
How do you supposed to meet someone, then? You know what? I'm not going to ask these questions, because that's what my mom asked me, and I'm over
it. I am a hopeless romantic at heart, yet I will not seek out relationships, and I'm petrified of social interactions. Yet I am hopeful that my rom-com day will come. I will have that meet cute. I will have my rom-com story.
Genuinely, though, how long are you willing to wait for that?
I'm giving it another 2 years. 6 months. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm still hoping that, like, one day I'll just, like, stumble on the sidewalk, you know? Like, break my ankle.
Well, I left your house the other day. Did you see him?
I think I might have seen him running a few days after.
Yeah, he was running. And I said, Katie, where is this man from?
Yeah.
He was rather attractive.
Interesting.
I feel weird. Are we objectifying men?
Maybe. Also, can we talk about that TikTok I sent you where it's like, when girls do the rating videos, it's like fun.
Yeah.
But when guys do it, it's like gross.
It is.
I saw one where guys
were
like...
And I'm okay with that double standard.
Yes. I saw one where guys is like, a guy's like, she's an 8, but she doesn't use she's an 8, but she doesn't use tampons. Oh, dude, she's a 4.
I'm like, I saw that one.
You're not your body. You do not know how that works. Therefore, no. I was very upset when I saw that.
I saw that one. It rubbed me the wrong way.
I'm like, you can't say if you've never experienced... If there's a preference for a woman and her body, and right. You do not have that body part, I don't think you can say. Plus, you wouldn't even know unless she told you. Let's be honest. You're not smart enough to figure out if she's wearing a pad or a tampon, so...
Most men genuinely think that you have to take a pad off before you go to the bathroom.
That or a tampon. And I'm like, my guy... Someone just fell asleep during anatomy.
I don't think they even teach that, though.
That's a whole another conversation we could talk about for hours.
This is the part of Katie and I's conversation where we lead into, like, a 4-hour conversation of, like, the women's healthcare system, healthcare in America, like, where we're going wrong. I watch... There's TVs everywhere at the gym, and yesterday I was at the gym, and, like, breaking news came on that, like... One of the southern flyover states is allowing armed teachers.
I was terrified. I was like, oop. We're almost at 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, T. Okay.
So, do we just, like...
Yeah, on that note, I think we should go. But that was a good pod.
That was.
I think we're getting better at, you know,
talking. Any parting words?
Follow the Instagram... We'll post that Mr. Shu tweet. Any parting words for you?
This episode was problematic. I'd say.
Anyway. Yeah, have a hot girl summer, babes.